Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. We've been talking a lot of college football since last weekend, obviously Tennessee, Florida, a lot of big games, but to folks in Austin Peay, there wasn't a bigger game than the 69-13 hammering of Morehead State to snap a losing streak that was approaching 30 games, but it did not get there because of Will Healy, the second-year coach, and his players. And we had Will on a couple of weeks ago and told him, when you ended the streak, we would have you back on. And so, Will, it is with great pleasure that we bring you back into Press Row. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually thought about that last week. I thought, those guys better call me back. They promised me if we won a game, come back on. So, it's been an amazing week. It really has. Saturday was unbelievable. We broke a attendance record, and nobody left. You know, it's 69-7 with 7 minutes to go in the game, and the place is, especially the home side, is still packed, and students are all on the track ready to storm the field. And some of our kids, you know, I mean, I can't imagine all the stuff they've been through, but to see their faces on Saturday, some of those fourth and fifth year seniors. And you know, we had our starting right tackle was a fifth-year senior that had never played in a football game. Had started 3 years here, had never played in a football game that he'd won on our campus.
Wow!
You know, that it was an unbelievable experience. And I told people the other day, I said I've been fortunate enough to be a part of some huge wins playing college football, but I've never seen excitement from everybody around it like I did on Saturday. So I'm sitting here looking at two huge holes in the field. We practiced today with no goalpost and an excavator in the end zone, and today was supposed to be a red zone day. So we are definitely paying the price for tearing those bad boys up, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
You mentioned it, 8,152 fans, a stadium record. You lost both goalposts. Is that the first goalpost game you've ever been involved in?
It is. Watched or definitely played and coached in, yes. So I've only seen that happen on TV a couple times, never been able to see it in person. They came down so fast, you know, and I'd hyped it up pretty good. I've actually put, especially around campus, put a lot of pressure on our kids with, you know, I told our AD she better be hanging on one of the, I mean, our president, she better be hanging on one of the goalposts. I cleared it with the police department. I told our fans at our big pep rally on Friday, and our kids had put it in the paper. So it was kind of a little Joe Namath call it before it happens. So I'm glad it turned out like it did. I for the first time on Saturday on the way to the game, I thought to myself, if we don't win this football game, I'm probably going to get myself in a lot of trouble for creating these expectations and not pulling it out. But our kids played really well and did a great job.
And, Will, it's interesting because a lot of times when you end lengthy losing streaks, a lot of times it's done 24-21 or something. And in the last – I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, this was a game that was 69-7 with a few minutes to go. It was 42-7 at half. But I did see, and there is great video of both the fan storm in the field, but I also saw video of you in the last minute of regulation where you can tell a lump develops in the throat.
Yeah, I mean, you know how hard – y'all know me well enough to understand. I've never lost at anything in my life. Going 0-11 is the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. Now, that's crazy. I've been blessed that is the worst thing that's happened to me in my life. But it was really hard for 11 straight games, 13 straight games, to go look those kids in the eye who you really felt like were trying to do everything possible to go help you win games. But you just, we were beat from birth at some spots. And then you go play two FBS teams in Cincinnati, Miami, Ohio to start the year when you feel like you are talented enough, but you're still not getting the result that you want to on the scoreboard. So it was hard. It was hard for me to look these coaches in the eye that I'd worked so hard to try to recruit here and know that, you know, ultimately your job, you're going home for 13 straight Saturdays and you're disappointed. It was hard to introduce yourself in every speaking engagement I had as being an 0-13 head coach. You know, I was laughing with a group the other day. I said, I got a chance to play in the Bobby Dodd Charity Golf Tournament this year at Atlanta Athletic Club. It was unbelievable. Matt, how about this? Mack Brown, I just got off the phone. Mack Brown, I met at that tournament, and he called me to wish to tell me how proud he was of everything going on.
Nice.
And I said, I appreciate you taking up for college coaches everywhere with not joining the hot seat discussions, and he started laughing. But it was – so you got – Mack Brown, you got Jim Grove, you got DJ Shockley, you got, like, there's a list of these 45 unbelievable celebrities, and I guess they ran out of one, so I was a quasi-celebrity. I ended up, they put me with my cousin, so they're probably the only ones who wouldn't have been ticked off that they had to play with me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about, what is Wes Durham going to say to introduce me? Like, 0-11, youngest head coach in college football, Austin Peay, head coach Will Healy, you know, that's embarrassing. That's a humbling experience to be in that position. And so, you know, and then I get to turn around and see Emily and Eli standing on the sideline. My dad's here. John and Lance are here. My mom's here. You know, there's 35 people from Chattanooga here. And they've all had to live that same experience, and it's something that none of them are used to. So, yeah, I mean, I got choked up big time. I got choked up hugging those seniors they're telling me, I never thought I had a chance to win a football game here until you and your staff came here. I mean, that hurts. It still hurts me to even think those kids had to have that experience. But, you know, for a day on Saturday, everything that they worked hard to, they were the big shot on campus and king of the hill, and now this place is going nuts about what can happen here.
You're listening to Austin Peay second-year football coach Will Healy, the former UTC assistant and former Boyd Buchanan quarterback. You're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Now, Will, I saw your father-in-law at lunch, and he said it was Emily who pulled y'all through this one.
Without a doubt. the best recruit I've ever signed is Emily.
Yes.
I told our AD, if you want to know how I recruit, then you just meet Emily for 2 seconds and you'll know that I'll be able to recruit. But she lives and dies by it too.
You know, well, and that was what I was going to ask you, because this is such an endeavor that dominates everything. And you talked about all the people who came and saw you and probably all the people reaching out to you. In that type of moment, now that you've taken a step from it, is it more relief or was it more joy?
More joy, for sure. I never thought you would keep me from winning one football game, but I knew how far away we were a year ago. But it was joy because of the people that were around it. I mean, seeing Emily and Eli was all Eli has talked about for the last year and a half. It's being able to dump Gatorade on daddy's head, you know, and sure enough, he gets frustrated that the kids dump Gatorade on my head first, and then he brings up a cup of Gatorade and just dumps it on my head after the game's over with when he's with John. So, you know, turn around and seeing Emily, I mean, she's at every practice with Eli. You know, she's been unbelievable to these coaches' wives, and she lives and dies by recruiting. She's at every official visit. You know, she's put in as much work as anybody, and to see how excited she was. And I'm sure there's some relief on her aspect that just anytime you get a streak snowballing like that, that it's always hard to stop it and try to get it rolling in the other direction. But it was so much fun to watch those kids have that experience in the locker room, on the field. You know, the publicity that we've gotten because of this game, it's been on Good Morning America. It's been on ABC News. It's been, you know, I've done Sirius XM a couple of times, SB Nation, Sports Illustrated, you name it.
Press Row, Press Row.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. 105.1. I got a clip this morning from Rick Neuheisel talking about the head coach at Austin Peay doesn't need to make out with his wife at midfield after the game was over with, so we're getting shout-outs that way too. But it's been – for these kids to be able to walk around with their chest out a little bit about what's going on here is very, very rewarding for me.
All right, well, I got to take a quick tangent. I don't know who peed in Rick Neuheisel's punch bowl, but, man, that guy needs to just take a step back and relax a little bit. And I know you're not going to answer that, and I'm not asking you to. And I am going to ask you this, and half of it's tongue-in-cheek and half of it's a little bit serious. How do you not get complacent against Murray State?
There were two things. One is I felt like it was important to win big Saturday.
Okay.
I didn't feel like we could win 27-21, have some miraculous late fourth quarter drive. I thought that would be a lot harder to overcome than I thought a blowout and us playing well and us finishing the game. I mean, even at halftime, we're up 42-7. And all I can talk about is I don't want this thing to get sloppy. We're not good enough to waste a half of football. So we can't get sloppy. We need to stay aggressive with our play calling. We need to stay aggressive on defense. And when we get to the fourth quarter and it's 69-7, we'll call the dogs off. We'll run at every play and take knees when we can and all that type of stuff. But winning the way we did, I think, helps them move on from it faster because they had the third and fourth quarter to just enjoy it. And then
that makes good sense.
In the locker room to enjoy it, but they came back Monday ready to go, and I tried to prepare them for that. I've tried to prepare them for that for a year. You know, you're going to win a game, but it's not. I didn't come here to just win a game. I came here to win a conference championship and have a chance to compete for a national championship. So don't think I'm just going to be excited about winning one football game. So I tried to keep that in their head a bunch. But it's also great timing for us because it's our biggest rival. You know, these kids want to beat Murray more than they'd rather sleep at night, and so it helps you with the confidence. It helps to get the monkey off their back. They've got some belief, but they're going this week and playing their rival, so it's not near as hard to get them to come back to reality. You've got their attention right now.
You're listening to Will Healy, the Austin Peay second-year coach here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Of course, former Macaulay quarterback Javon Craig is your OVC co-offensive player of the week. He had four rushing touchdowns. Jeremiah Oatesfall had two rushing touchdowns. Jay had one. I had one. Wells had one. You had 10 rushing touchdowns to set an OVC record. But, Will, I'm curious. You started off by talking about how, you know, and we had you on after you played Cincinnati close. I mean, you played a couple of FBS teams to open the season. Everybody knows now that next year, and I know it's a week-to-week thing for you, but next year you guys open up against the Georgia Bulldogs, and they won't have Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Davin Bellamy, or Lorenzo Carter. They may not have Trenton Thompson if he leaves early. And I know I'm just going overboard here. But how excited are you to get that opportunity next season to open up in Sanford Stadium?
That's the perfect one for me. I think I told y'all this. We had two options. We could either go to Georgia Tech or we could go to Georgia. And when they told me Georgia Tech, I thought, oh, goodness, that would be a lot of fun. But obviously Georgia, from what it will do for us for a national exposure and the money was better, you know, that environment I think our kids will enjoy playing in a lot more than even how much fun I would have being at Bobby Dodd Stadium. But so here's the deal. First game of the year, so it's all that people are going to talk about and write about that are Georgia fans from spring practice on, okay? You get a chance to dig back into Georgia a little bit in recruiting. Obviously, with the SEC network, you'll get plenty of exposure that way. I think we'll have two or three kids on our roster next year that will be seniors that will have shots to play in the NFL. And this is the game that every scout is going to go turn on first to see, you know, if they can't go be competitive against the kids that the University of Georgia has, then they can't play in the National Football League. I mean, let's be honest, because there's a lot of Georgias. You know, there's at least 20 other Georgias in the country, and there's a million good players, so they've got to be able to compete with some of the best because that's what the NFL is made up of. I've already thought about travel stuff, go to see the College Football Hall of Fame, probably stay in Atlanta and maybe you go do your walkthrough there on Friday so they can take all their pictures. And I mean, I've got every friend I've ever had and that has come out of the woodworks to tell me I'd like a sideline pass for Sanford Stadium. So it will be a lot of fun. That's I'd love to do what we did at Chattanooga and play Alabama, play Tennessee, play Georgia. I don't want to go play Cincinnati, Miami, and Ohio. That doesn't do anything for you in recruiting, especially not when you're trying to build a program. but I'd like to go play one, and now you got a chance to come back home and play two that you feel like if you schedule right outside the OVC, then you should have a chance to win. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that, and I think we're finally scheduling the way that we should to build it the way that we need to.
All right, Will, we've only got a few seconds left. Just out of curiosity, how much do a pair of goalposts run these days?
$10,000 for two goalposts is what we paid. And how about this? I had to buy I went and talked to our intramural people to see if they would use them too, but I had to get the rollaways because we bought the wrong size goalposts that to fit in the same hole that we had. So I had to buy rollaways because we got a high school game here on Friday night, and I got to work some kicking before we get on the road. So I'm going to let intramurals use them for their intramural games, and then we bought $10,000 worth of goalposts for the to put up there. So all worth it, man. It was amazing. I hope y'all saw the videos, but can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all's support, and hopefully we'll get a chance to come see y'all soon.
That sounds great. Will Healy, even it up at 2-2 this week against Murray State, and just keep the thing rolling, and thank you so much for joining us.
I told our kids if we get to 2-2, they may go ahead and start building statues of this team picture. So we'll look forward to a big challenge this week. It'll be a lot of fun, but I think we've got a good shot.
All right, sounds great. Will Healy, the second-year coach at Austin Peay, joining us here on Press Row. The number is 648-1051. Back with more. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.